The Gemara at the foot of Shabbos Kuf Kaf Zayin Omud Aleph. Omar Rav Yehuda Bar Shira Omar Yosef Omar Vasim Yechon. Shisha Devorim Odomoichu Peresein Boidam Hazeh. There are six things where you receive some reward for your good deeds in this world. But the main, the principal reward is always Olam Haba. Now most mitzvahs, there is no peiros in Olam Hazeh, but here we are told there are six, where there is, you can compare it perhaps to money in a bank account which gives you interest. You can withdraw the interest, but the capital is there. It's the same, you do mitzvahs, the capital is in the right place, but you can draw some interest in this world also. Ve'elu heim, hachnos ha'soichin, biklo choylin, iyun tefila, mizdan mutavona, hashkomas ve'is ha'midrash, getting up early to the Beis Medrash, v'hamagad el bono lo talmud Torah, the person who educates his children in the learning of Torah, v'hadon es chaveiru lekaf zechus, and also the person who gives his friend the benefit of the doubt. One says, Aini, this seems to be incorrect. Well, Anant Nam, we've learned, Eilu Devorim, Shaodam Oysom, Roichu Tere Seymon Amazer, Vakem Kayem Esroi Dama Bo, Vilhein Tibud Al Boem, Vilhein Chatsodim, Vavuot Shol Mishmin Odo HaChadeiroi, the Salmo Torah connected to Kulam, but it does not mention in the mission anything about Don Lekas Vechus. Nuz Hani In Midachin Eloi. This is a complete list. Evidently, other things are not included. So it says, "Hani namir vehani shaycher." These things go hand in hand. There is no greater way of bringing ahava ben odom lechaveroi than hevet donas kon odom lekatzchus. If you see a person doing something which evidently is wrong, or you hear him say something which is evidently wrong, what is your first reaction? I dislike that person. He's going against the Dvar Torah. But if you're Don Lekafschus, then you don't dislike him. And therefore, Hevedonis Kol Ha'odom Lekafschus is the way and means by which we are Mekanyim this mitzvah of Havor Sholein Ben Odom Lechaveva. And that is where we all become judges. We all meet people. We see people. We hear what they say. And very often it seems rather surprising to us. And here we are to judge every person, every single one of us, man and woman, without exception, we are judges. And we have to be don lekaf zechus. And as a result of this, we are zoicha to this mitzvah havas sholem in the odom lechaveiroi. Tonu rabon, hadon chaveir lekaf zechus. If a person does give his friend a benefit of doubt, donin oisa lekaf zechus. So we in heaven, the bezin shel mala, also do the same. Umalta ba'odom echad. The story about Odom Echad. Now the Gemara doesn't tell us who this Odom Echad was. Sheyorad Megolil Hu'elyoi. He went from where he lived in the Upper Galilee, v'niskeis l'balabayis echad b'doron, and he worked for a balabayis, the landowner in the south. However, if you look in the Sheiltas Rabbi Choi, at the beginning of Perek Mem, he says the employee was Rabbi Akiva, and the employer was Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanus. Now, the race is very simple. You know that Rabbi Akiva began learning at the age of 40. So before that, he worked. Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanus is a bit more difficult, how he came to be called a Balabai. If you look in the Nasib's Pirish on the Sheiltas, you'll find he has some convoluted pshat in this. But this is not really very important. Sholei Shonim, And this employee worked for the employer 3 years, and he didn't get a penny salary. Erev Yom Kippurim, Omelai Ten Li Sachari, on Erev Yom Kippur, the worker said to the boss, please give me my salary. I want to go and provide my wife and children. Omelai Ten Li Moi, I have no cash. Omelai Ten Li Peiros, well, give me some produce. He's a landowner. Omelai Ainli, I have no produce. Ten Li Karka, you're a landowner. Give me a slice of land and I'll sell it and I'll have my wages. Ainli, haven't got. Ten Li Behema, Ainli. Ten Li Korim Ksofas, give me some furnishings, pillows, mattresses. Ainli. Hishul Kelov Lachoyro, so he put his belongings on his back. V'holach Lebeis of the Pacha Nefesh, and went home broken hearted. V'acha Haregel, after Yontif, Notul Barabbais the Choroi the Yodai. The Barabbais took all his 3 years' salary with him, Nimoy Masajim Chamoirim, an additional 3 donkeys loaded, Echot Shal Macho, one with food, Echot Shal Mishta, one with drink, Echot Shal Midim Agodim, other delicious foods. Moholach Loi Lebeisai, and he went to the house of his former employee. Echot She'ochlu V'shosu, they after they ate and drink, it seems that the worker wasn't Brogus. He invited his former employee, hadn't paid him 3 years' salary, for a meal. Anyway, they ate and they drank. Noson lo sechorot. Then he gave him his wages. Omelot, b'sho'o she'omarto li ten li sechori. At the time when you said, please give me my salary, v'omarti ein li mos, I have no cash. V'amecha shadatani. What did you think? Am I telling lies? Omarti, so I said no, said Rabbi Akiva. Shemo parta matye bezul nizdamnulach. Maybe you were able to buy some goods at a bargain price. Velo kachto behem. And you put all your money into this metzia, this cheap merchandise. Uveshosho omar toli kenli behema. And when you said, well, give me some animals, omarti enli behema, you saw I had. What do you think then? Omarti, I said, Shemo muskeres biyad acherim. Maybe you hire out your animals. V'shol she'omarto ten li karka v'omarti lecho ein li karka. And when you said, give me some land, I said, I haven't got, you know I have. V'amecha shadatani, what did you think then? Omarti, I said, Shemo muskeres biyad acherim. Maybe you hire out your land. And when you asked for produce, I said, I haven't got any. Maybe you haven't had a chance to master, and if you haven't mastered your payers, you can't give them out. And when I said, I've got no pillows and mattresses, what did you think then? Omarti Shemo Hiktish from the Chos of Lashamai. Maybe you were Makdish. This was the Bazman based on Mikdosh. Maybe you were Makdish. Omele, Ho Avoido. I swear by the Avoid of the Beis HaMikdosh. Kachoyo. That's exactly how it was. He Darti Kol Nisai Bishvil Hurkinis Benishle Osek Patoyo. I was Makdish all my wealth, all my goods. I didn't want them to be inherited by my son Hurkanus, because he wasn't a Talmud Chochem, so I didn't want him to inherit my wealth. So I decided I'll give it to the Beis HaMikdosh. So, when you asked me, I had absolutely nothing. U'gishabosi eitzel chaveirai bedoroi, when I came to my chaveirim in the south, heitiruli kol nidrai, they were matir all my nidorim, the Atoan, you, Keshem Shadam Tani Lezachus, just as you gave me the benefit of the doubt, the most improbable and unlikely circumstances, Hamokam Yodin Oisho Lezachus. HaKadosh Baruch should also be Don Lezachus. Now, this Gemara gives us an inkling, an insight, into how far we are obliged to go to be Don the Kaschus. The Gemara continues, and the other examples But this is our duty. Sometimes, however, I've been in situations where I couldn't work it out. It was beyond me. The first situation arose when I had no teaching position and no rabbonus, and I was employed by Rav Pinta Oliver Sholem as the wages clerk in the Yesod HaTorah school. And you know the Gemara says you should rather do work which is strange to you rather than accept charity. So I did something I'd never done in my life. I had to learn all about income tax and these things. Anyway, I learned, and I was a wages clerk in the Yesod HaTorah. And Rav Pinta said, you know, the schools of Gehachta Torah financially always have, you know, always will be. The most I can give you is $1.25 an hour. Now this is going back 30 years, but even 30 years ago, $1.25 wasn't our living wage. And at that time, I had my wife and two sons in yeshiva. But Rav Pinta said, sorry, that's all I can give you. So I took it. Eventually, I landed a teaching job and I stopped being the wages clerk. Then one day I met a young man, a bocher from a very wealthy house. And he said, you know, Rabbi Shmuel, I've taken over your job. I am now the wages clerk in the Yesod HaTorah. I said, yeah. And he said, you know what? A printer pays me £2 an hour. Man, Hashem, what's going on here? The printer knows me. I have a family, boys in yeshiva, not a penny more than $1.25. A bocher from a rich house, £2 an hour. Now, boys, I couldn't work it out. Well, I'm a bit dim, I suppose. I found out, you know what happened? The father of this boy had this boy at home at a loose end, so he went to the pimp and said, look, you employ my boy and I'll pay you £2 an hour to employ him. I should have worked that out. But the next one, I guarantee, will baffle anybody who hasn't heard this story. One of my balabatim is a well-known gentleman called Winston Gilbert. And he decided, I'm going to write a sefer Torah. And he made inquiries, who is the best sefer in the neighborhood? So I told him, Pliny ben Pliny. Okay. So he gets Pliny ben Pliny to write him a sefer Torah, and in those days there were no computer checks. So he hired a yid here in England, who we'll call Mr. Checker. And Mr. Checker did his job. And when the sefer was completed, Winston doesn't do things in half measures, he made a Hachnosah Sefer Torah Suda, and he brought the sefer over from B'nai Barak with his wife, spent a week in Spurring Cross, and of course he invited Mr. Checker and me. So I came Moli Simcha to this wonderful occasion, and the checker made me shvart chavyoyim. He said to me, luckily for him he doesn't speak Ivrit, and the sofer doesn't speak English, so I'm the interpreter, I speak English and I speak Ivrit or Yiddish. Says Mr. Checker to me, this sofer is a Rosh Hagomah. Done. He was Moichit Hashem Havayo. I said, how do you know that? He said, well, I came to a place in the Sefer Torah I was checking where there was some erasure. Well, you can do that. Nothing wrong with that. You can't do it with Tefillin Mezuzah. With Sefer Torah you can. So he said, I turned the cloth over, took out my magnifying glass, and saw Yud-Kevov-Ke. Because you know, if you whenever the people go Hagba, if you're behind, you can see that you can't read it. You can see the ink goes right through the cloth. The cloth comes from a living animal; it goes right through the poles. So I could read back mirror writing. You take off tape, and on top of this was erased, and there was a word on top. So you can imagine how I felt. I have to tell the best Sofer in B'nai Baraksa, you are a rogue. So, with great trepidation, I said, no, Mr. Sofer, I said, Ivrit or Yiddish, what Mr. Chekhov has said. So he said, you should know, Rabbi Shmari said, he is right, but he's wrong. He is right. I did write the Shem Havayo in the wrong place, but I didn't erase it. There is a Yid in B'nai Barak, very highly skilled with a razor blade. So skilled, he can cut the thickness of a cloth into two. So what he did was, he cut through the thickness of the cloth, and the Shem Havayo came out in one piece, and left enough thickness to write the right word. And he took out his wallet, said, look here, and he carried it around with him, wrapped up in paper, Kaylee the first Kaylee. There was the Shem Havayo, complete, perfect. Well, you have to be Don the Kaftus. But this Gemara is a bit of a puzzle, because it says, Hadon Chaveiro le Kaftus, Donin Oisoi le Kaftus. Who's Donin Oisoi? Min HaShemayim. So that's what the Gemara said at the end. The employer said to the employee, Kishem Shedam Tani Rizchus, Hamokoin Yodin Oisoi le Kaftus. Now, Moira Rabbeisai, this is very difficult. We humans see people do things. Now, I can think that's wrong, or I can be done with Kaftus. But the Rebbe Shem's not Shaykh. The Rebbe Shem knows 100% is it right or is it wrong. So how comes he says Kaddish Baruch should be done with Kaftus, done in Eishol Kaftus? It can't be. With us humans, it is. Incidentally, Gaburcha, Rebbe Shem, I'll give you a shtickle and eitzah. If you've ever done a person a toiler, and you expect Hakoras HaToyv, either in the shape of a phone call or a letter. If you get neither, blame the Royal Mail. They lose letters. And no doubt the letter which that person should have written to you because you did him a favor, it got lost in the mail. Just the tip. But of a Muslim chat in the Gemara. So, Rav Tam, Zeicher Tzadik Livracha, in his Sefer, Korah Lomelach, says the following. There's a Gemara here in Shabbos on that Lamed Beis, which quotes a pasuk which should be familiar to those who shlog kaporos. The Gemara says like this. Tolna Rabbanan, Misha Chola V'noto Labus. If a person is on his deathbed, I'm a Melachis Vada, so we tell him, say Vidu. Shekhen Kol Hamu Mosin Misvadin. And people who are put to death by the Bezin, they also say Vidu. Odom Yaitse Lashuk, if a person goes in the street, Yidoyme Be'enov Kemisha Nimse Lathavya. The subject, he should imagine he's been arrested for some crime. Chosh v'roishoy, he's got a headache. Yehi doyme be'inov temi shenosnu be'koylov. It's as though he's been arrested. Ol olamito, but nofal, if a person is so ill, he goes to bed. Yehi doyme be'inov temoy shelu le'garben lidon. It's as though he's been taken to court to be judged. Shekol o'ele le'garben lidon. And if you are taken to court, Im yesh loy pchakritim gedoylen, if you've got a really good solicitor, barrister, nitzu, you get off. Im lav ein nitzu. Ah, well, who's this good barrister of yours? The elohein pchakritim shalodom. These are your barristers. Teshuva umasim toivim. Vatilu, tesha meis v'tishim v'tisha melamdim olav choyva. Now, if in the Bezen Shel Malach you have 1,000 malachim, and 999 say this man is guilty, ve'echad melam dolav tzchus, but one, no, he's okay, he's got some tzchus, nitzel, he gets saved. Shenema, im yesh olav malach melitz, echad min yelet, if he's got one malach who's melitz, who says something good on one out of thousand, lahagid la'odam yashroi, to say that this man, he's got some yashros in him, vaychunenu, so he receives chayn, vayoyma pada ehu mired shachas, and he is then saved from death. And then the Gemara goes on to say that even if the Malach, the last Malach, he joins his friends with accusations, but there is one good point out of a thousand that saves him. So in fact it's 1,000,000 to 1. Because there are 1,000 Malachim, and the 1,000th Malach has 999 Katigurim, but the one Malach, this one Malach who has 999 categories, said something good, he said. Says the Pandas of Shatni Gemara. This doesn't really make much sense. If it's a Bezin Shel Malach, and everything has to go according to a balance, rules, mitzvah Averis, well, you know, Shatni Rambam, Shatni Gemara, that if the scale of the Averis is heavy in the scale of mitzvahs, we're in trouble. But that is as long as you just have done Averis and mitzvah. But if you've done this mitzvah of Heve Don is called Ha Odom Le Kaf Zechus, if that's on your side, then you win. That is the reward of Heve Don is called Ha Odom Le Kaf Zechus. That this mitzvah has the power to, one mitzvah, one Don Le Kaf Zechus, has the power to outweigh 1,000,000 Averis. Now, what happens if you find yourself in such a situation where, as I was with the sofa and the checker, I can't work it out? So what do you do then? So you say, in all probability, I believe sincerely that what he did is right. I can't work it out. But then, of course, you know, the Rabbi Shai, our intellect is limited. Certain things are beyond us. So all you say is, I'm convinced that man is right. Just I can't work it out. I don't know what measurement he has. But that is what you do. Now, the proof for that is the Gemara in Tanis about Abba Chilkia. I don't know whether we have time to go through the whole story, but let's make an attempt anyway. It's at the bottom of Kaf Gimel Omud Aleph, and this story, Rabbi Sai, has a moral. Well, two actually. Three lines up from the bottom. Abba Chilkia bar Vereda Chayna Magul Habit. Abba Chilkia was the grandson of Chayna Magul. B'chi Mitzvah Al No Lemitra. And when the world needed rain, Havmishad Rabbonon Legabei, the Rabbonon sent a delegation to him, Uboi Rachme, and he davened for Rachamim, but also Mitra, and then it rained. Zimna Chodesh once happened, Itzrach Almele Mitra, the world needed rain, Shod Rabbonon Zugo the Rabbonon, a pair, two Talmid Chachomim, not ordinary people, two Talmid Chachomim were sent to him, Niboy Rachma. He should daven for Rachmin, the Nesa Mitra, that the rain should come. Ozo Lebeise, so they went to his house, Lashkechuhu, he wasn't at home. Ozo Bedabra, so they went out to the field, Lashkechuhu, the Havekorofit, they found he was digging. That was his job, he was employed to dig up a field. Yehovu Le Shalma. So these two Rabbonim said, Sholem Aleichem Abba Chilkia. V'loi Azba Lehu Ape, he ignored them completely. V'panyo, when it got dark, he had a minted tziva. He collected some firewood. Dora tziva Omora V'chad Kaspo, he carried his spade and the wood he collected on one shoulder. Ugalima V'chad Kaspo, but in the meantime he took off his jacket and slung it over the other shoulder. Kula urcha loisayim masana. throughout the journey home, he was not wearing his shoes. He carried them. But when he came to a stream, then he put on his shoes. When he came to thorns, he picked up his garments. So the thorns scratched his feet, but not the garments. When he came into town, his wife came to meet him, and she was wearing makeup. When he came to the house, Alas the Bisu Bereisha. First his wife went in. The Hoda Ayil Ihu, then he went in, which the Gemara says is a sign of Amaraxis. The Hoda Ayil Rabbonim, and then the two Rabbonim came in. Yosef the Korach Rifter. He sat down, had supper, ate some bread. Like Omeru the Rabbonim, two Kroki plus Rifter. And he never invited them. Now, you know what Hachnos HaSolchim is. You don't sit down to a meal and let these people watch me eat. You ask them, would you like a slice of bread? No. Then he cut one slice of bread for the older boy and two slices for the younger one. Then he said to his wife, I know what these two rabbonim mean. They're here for us to daven for them. Nesit le'igla. Let's go up on the roof. V'niboye rachma, and we'll daven. Efshidam ratzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe the bunch will accept our tefillahs. V'yeisa mitzvah urein. V'loim nachzik tivus ala nafshem. Then they won't have to say thank you. Abba Chilkia didn't want anybody's thanks, although he deserved them. He said, I don't want them to thank me. So if we daven and it rains before they ask, then there's no thanks. Soku le'igra. So Abba Chilkia and his relatives went up to the roof. Kom iu bechodeh zivyosa. He stood in one corner. The iu bechodeh zivyosa. She stood in the other one. Konin siluk anana mech zivyosa zivyosu. The rain cloud started from his wife's corner. That's where the rain cloud started. Hinochus. So then they went down the stairs. Then he said, Omelu, am I also Rabbonim? Why have you gentlemen come? Omelu, Shodri long Rabbonim agabe demar, the Rabbonim sent us to you, Nimiboye rachme amitra, that you should daven for rain. You don't need Abba Chilkia. Look, it's raining. What do you need me for? They said to him, Yadanon, we know the Mitra Machmas Marhu the Osa. The rain comes because of you. Elo Lemelon Mar Hanemila the Tnielon. But will you please explain to us your very strange behavior? So they couldn't work it out. They were like me with a checker. They couldn't work it out, so they asked, will you please explain it? There's no time now, but you all have a Gemara Tanis, Kaf Gimel. Or you'll be learning the Daf HaYomi when? Next week?
Next week.
Right. So you'll find out all the answers. But I just want to, the first question is, why didn't you say, Aleichem Shalom, he said Shalom Aleichem? And he said, listen, I was paid to do a day's work. Doctor, day's work minus 2 seconds. The rest you'll have to work out yourself. Now what, not so fast. I told you, Rabbi Sai, there is a lesson to be learned here. You know what the lesson is? This was the Zman Beis HaMikdosh. There was a Sanhedrin of 71 Talmidei Chachamim. There were Kohanim Be'avayid Osam Ulvim B'Shirim V'Zimrom. There must have been a Kohel Yeshiva. Why didn't they ask the Rosh HaKohel, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rosh Bezin, the Rosh Sanhedrin, why come to Abba Chilkia? It would seem from here that honesty, integrity of this sort is greater than any other Zechus of Rosh could possibly have, and that's why they sent to this poor man who spent his days digging other people's fields, but because of his honest integrity, they were convinced that the bunch will answer his tefillah.
Yeah.